used to do a volunteer work for the province. 14 years I was on the information desk. I never got paid for it, but anyway, I had everything in this tin box. And when I came back, of course, I had to have somebody here. And I can't say she took it, but I think she did, because she knew what was in that box.
Bad to lose something like that.
Well, it couldn't be replaced.
Yes, ma'am.
Because some of it was over 100 years old.
Oh, no. And you say that your grandmother on the other side was an Iowa kid.
Pardon me.
I see. And she ran the millinery store. Did you know your grandparents?
Oh, my grandmother. She raised me, and I took her name altogether. She didn't legally adopt me, but we lived with her, my mother and I. And I had two uncles. They all lived together, don't you know? The family was together.
Yes, ma'am.
My grandmother and my two uncles and my mother. And mother never waited. Of course, the two boys did. But as soon as I finished school, I went to work. Things had changed then.
Yes, ma'am.
Mobile wasn't, it wasn't so hard to get when you got a railroad job, you were lucky. And that's where I went to work the first time.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I had some pretty good influential friends that pulled upon me to get a position. Was a contempt operator. You know what that is?
No, ma'am. Tell me about that.
Yeah. Well, contempt, now they call it a computer. It's different from a computer because it don't make as many mistakes as a computer does.
Say we've gone backwards a little bit, huh?
Well, they're not as popular because you do have to have an operator for them.
Yes, ma'am.
I studied that when I first left school.
With a
big
machine?
No, I can show you one down out in the hall in the dining room there.
So they were the forerunner of a computer?
Boris put out one. He called it a calculator.
Yes, ma'am.
And the Felton Town put out the original comptometer.
Well, that's a new word on me. I hadn't heard of that.
Comptometer. I told it.
Comptometer.
Comptometer.
I see. Where did you teach it?
At home.
Oh.
I had my own school.
Did you? Well, tell me about that. When did you start that?
During the ball. To tell the truth, the railroad center sent their boys and girls to me they wanted to take the course.
Yes, ma'am.
And I trained most of the GM&O then, because it's changed now.
Yes, ma'am.
But, I didn't have enough machines, and I used to have three classes in the evening. You couldn't get machines, you know. Everything was cut down.
Yes, ma'am.
And Boris punished me with as many machines as they could. And I used to teach it from 5:30 to 10:30, three nights a week. And I enjoyed it.
Yes, ma'am.
Very much.
That's it. Did your grandmother ever talk about where she went to school or her husband?
My grandmother didn't like school. She went to school in Ireland. And when she came over to this country,